Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week here in the Moab community, close down another big month here in the Moab community. April is gone. We're going to be looking at May the next time we get together on Monday. But before we get into all that, let me at least welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you, as always, for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what I believe is one of the most crucial aspects for success. And as we have this discussion, I want you to think about kind of how this plays out for you in your daily life. Not just overall, but in your daily life. What I'm talking about is focus. And not just mental focus. I teach mental focus in my program, Flight School to Success. I teach people how to get great mental focus. Doesn't matter whether you lack it or somebody's told you that you have ADHD or anything crazy like that. Hell, I had ADD. And I got through college, went on to go fly aircraft in the United States Navy. So if I could do it, anybody can do it. But it's not just the mental focus. It's not just about the ability to focus in on a task and stay on that task. I want to talk today about the focus on where you're headed, the direction of your life, the direction of your business, the direction of your career. I want you to answer four very important questions for yourself. And one of these questions is going to be something that won't be entirely up to you, but you still have some control over it. The first question is, what is it you want to achieve? I want you to think about, really, like, what is it you want to achieve with your business, with your career, with your life, with your relationships? What is it you want to achieve? Who do you want to attract? Now, I'm talking both by name and perhaps by sort of the person that they are, right? So you may say, hey, I want to attract my soulmate, but you don't know who that person is. You may say, I want to attract an ideal business partner, but you may not know who that person is. I want to attract a great patent attorney so they can help me get my dream off the ground, but you may not know who that person is. It's okay. The question is, who do you want to attract? Where do you want to go? I'm not talking necessarily about on your next vacation or where you want to go for lunch or dinner. I'm talking about the direction you want to head with your life. What direction do you want to be? Where do you want to end up when this whole big merry-go-round stops? And when do you want to get there? Now, this is the part that I was talking about just a moment ago where we don't have a whole lot of control over this, or at least not 100% control. We have a great deal of control over the other three, what we want to achieve, who we want to attract, and where we want to go. But the time that we get there, it's very interesting. Time is a very interesting dynamic. I won't go deep into it, but suffice it to say, the time is not the construct that we think it is. Time is more of a feeling. And if you doubt that, just put yourself behind the wheel of a car when you're stuck in traffic. 30 minutes behind the wheel of a car feels like an eternity, does it not? Or if I told you, hey, from here on out for the next year, you cannot see, speak, touch, communicate, or hear from the person you love the most. That will be the longest year of your life. But if I told you 1 year from now, you're going to have $50 million in cash tax-free in your bank account, all you have to do is hang in there for a year, you'd probably float through that year, knowing that when you get there, things will be going great. My point to it is this, is that when we get where we want to go is not so much in our control, because certain things show up, certain things we can control, certain things we can't. But the point is that we have to get clear on those four things, because it dictates and tells us a lot about where our focus is. It seems simple enough, but let me ask you the question. Where is your focus? The honest answer, the answer that is as true as day, is your results. If you look around at your results, they will tell you the truth about where your focus is. If you're looking around and you see prosperity, then your focus is probably on growth. Your focus is also probably on abundance. But if you're looking around at bare cabinets and you know, cupboards are bare, and you're looking around at a bank account that's thin, chances are your focus is on scarcity and lack. If you're looking around and you have great, deep relationships, meaningful relationships, your focus is likely on relationships. If, on the other hand, you've got difficult, abrasive relationships, then obviously that's where your focus is. So you can look around at your results right now, and you can see telltale signs of where your focus is. Very interesting. A lot of people place their focus on everything but what they want. Their life becomes a perpetual cycle of want, struggle, want. I remember when I was flying airplanes, first learning how to fly. One of the most important things you learn on day one, lesson one, is how to take off and how to land. Now, what's interesting is it's a very simple relationship between a smooth landing and a rough landing. One of the key factors that goes into making a landing smooth or one that's rather rough is where the pilot's focus is. Because if the pilot loses focus, they can have a rather rough landing. Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you've flown on a commercial flight, and all of a sudden, thump, the pilot just seems to land very hard. Well, there can be a lot of factors in that, and I don't like when people are armchair pilots, especially people that have never flown before. Of course, they've always got a comment about it or a commentary about what the pilot could have done or should have done. But I can tell you this, the very basic, rudimentary, telltale sign of a hard landing usually means that the pilot was focused on the runway. If you stare at the runway, typically, bam, you'll slam into the runway. Whereas if you keep your eyes focused on the end of the runway, the very far point of the runway, that's when the smooth kind of glide, that almost greased landing, super nice. That's when they happen. And it's so true in life and in business as well. If we're focused on the ground, we're going to crash into the ground. If, however, we're focused on the horizon. When we're focused on the horizon, that's where we start to head. So I want to talk to you today about how to direct your focus for better results. I want you to think about this going into the weekend. I want you to consider this, maybe spend some time this weekend reflecting on it a little bit and ask yourself, where is your focus? First and foremost, you have to get real with yourself. The very first thing that you can do to direct your focus for better results is to get real with yourself. Audit yourself on what your attention is directed toward. You know, are you focused on drama? Are you focused on negativity? Are you focused on strife? Are you focused on the things you don't have? Are you focused on the people that have more than you? Are you focused on all the things that are frustrating about business? Or are you focused on what you can control? Are you focused on taking massive, purposeful action every day? Are you focused on the blessing it is to be an entrepreneur, to be building your own enterprise? Are you focused on becoming the better version of yourself? What I challenge you to do this weekend is spend some time, it doesn't matter what day it is, you could even do it today, is just for one day, log where your focus is. Just take out a piece of paper, doesn't have to be anything fancy. If you're one of those people that just loves to use Excel spreadsheets or Word documents, go ahead and use electronic if you wish. I prefer pen to paper, but do what works for you. And look at where you put your focus. Now, I do this quite a bit with myself when I'm auditing myself, when I'm looking for better results in my fitness or my life, whatever it is. If I'm looking to break a bad habit or pick up a new one, what I will often do is keep a log. And I'll have, I'll put down, six lines and create seven little blocks so that it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I create little timelines. And, figure out from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and so on. And I'll actually log what I do with my time. Now, in this case, I challenge you to do the same thing. What are you focused on? What are you spending your time on? Is it on Facebook? Is it on the news? Is it on all the drama and the bad things that are going on? Or is it on your personal growth? Is it on moving your mission forward? Is it on helping other people to move theirs forward? I challenge you to do it for just one day. If you can, keep it up for one full week, and then go back and take a look at what you see. It's pretty amazing because you'll start to see trends. You'll start to see certain parts of the day when you may not be as sharp as normal, and that's okay. Sometimes that's physiological. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own circadian rhythm that they go through. But a lot of it is behavioral. We can become creatures of habit where we start doing the same things over and over again on the same days, the same times of day. And if you start to notice things that don't serve you well, then be aware of that. That self-awareness is huge, my friend. And the more self-aware you are, the more in control you can be to change the behaviors that don't get you the results you want. And to be able to implant or imprint or plug in those behaviors that will serve you better to get you where you want to be. Next is you got to take your own temperature. And what I mean by that is, how are you feeling about the whole thing? How are you feeling about your business? at any given time? How are you feeling about your marketing? How are you feeling about your website? How are you feeling about yourself as the business owner? It's very telling. And the question that you really want to be asking yourself is, are those feelings moving you forward? In other words, if you feel like, hey, I'm inept, I'm an idiot, I keep tripping over my own shoelaces, if you keep talking to yourself and thinking of yourself that way, you got to ask, is that really serving you? Because a lot of times people have developed a persona around being hard on themselves because they think, ooh, that's what got me, you know, at some point it served them well. Maybe you got great results. Maybe it got you through college. Maybe it got you to a certain level in life. But what got you there may not get you where you want to go. So we have to alter our behaviors. We have to alter our mindsets and get ourselves into a place where we're thinking and behaving better, and so we get that performance that we're working so hard for. Does that make sense? It's very telling. So the question that you want to be asking yourself is, what is the meaning that you've assigned to those feelings? If it's okay for you to beat yourself up, why is that? What is the meaning behind beating yourself up? Is it some sort of a performance enhancer? In the past, is it a way for you to get attention from people, perhaps a loved one or somebody you looked up to? Is it still serving you? And by the way, do this with good behaviors too. Maybe you have a great discipline. Maybe you're one of those people that gets up early and works out first thing in the day. Maybe you're one of those people that spends an hour or a half hour or whatever it is working on yourself mentally each and every single morning before you get going with the rest of the day. Maybe you have some great disciplined habits in your life and ask yourself, why is that? What's the feeling behind that? What's the meaning behind it? Third, ask this question of yourself, and this is a bit of a challenge, but I want you to be deeply honest with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up, but ask yourself this question. Are you delusional? Are you pessimistic? Or are you optimistic? Now, what I mean by that is this. If we get overly positive about things, we start to get unrooted, unhinged. We start to become untethered in reality. So we miss the really important stuff. We start to make things out to be better than they are. We start to overestimate certain things. We set ourselves up for not just failure, but for disappointment. So being overly positive can get yourself in trouble. On the flip side, being overly negative, being pessimistic, means you have little or no help, or no hope for better. You get yourself all worked up upset about things instead of making the best of the situation. And then we have the middle ground, or maybe the slightly positive side of middle ground, and that is optimism. Okay, if you're optimistic, that means you're certain. That means you're constantly moving forward. That means that you're doing what needs to be done. You're showing up, you're doing the hard work, you're doing the stuff that nobody wants to do. You're doing the stuff you don't want to do, but you're not making the excuses. The excuses are there. You know they're there. Just like anybody else in life, they have excuses, and so do you. But instead of allowing those excuses to stop you, you push through them. Very powerful decision that you get to make each and every single day, but you got to check in. You got to ask yourself, am I being delusional here? Am I giving myself the rose-colored glasses treatment? Or am I being extremely negative? Am I giving myself no shot at winning this thing? Am I spending too much time listening to the naysayers and the negative people in my life? Or are you in command? Are you the person that says, I'm going to take the reins here. I'm going to take the controls, and I'm going to fly my mission like a high performer, like a high altitude captain of my ship? That's the question to ask yourself. And finally, what is it you need? I want you to really think about this weekend. Consider that question. What is it you need? What is it you need to accomplish your mission? What's missing right now in your formula? Do you need a plan? Do you need better strategy? Do you need guidance? Do you need mentorship? Whatever it is you need right now, be crystal clear on that. Now, along with that, besides what's just missing, is what can you control? Because it's one thing to say, hey, listen, you know, I would love to not have to pay taxes. Well, you can't control that, not legally at least. You may say to yourself, I would love it if the weather was sunnier, but you can't really control that. It might actually benefit your business. Maybe you're in the business of, you know, tour guides and things like this and, you know, taking people around outside on the beach and you need sunny weather for that. Maybe you're a paddleboard surf, you know, or a stand-up paddleboard instructor and the weather's been terrible and that's impacting your business. Certainly, that would be something that's missing. Hey, great weather is missing. It would help me out a lot. But there's not much you can do to control that. But what can you do to control that? You could do the old Thomas Edison speech, right? great things hustle come to those who hustle while they wait. And I think that's a powerful way for us to think about our lives. When things are down, we got to act like Jim Rohn used to talk about. Jim Rohn used to talk about the ants. We got to be like an ant, because an ant in wintertime, they're thinking summer, summer, summer. So they're staying optimistic. They're saying, hey, it's not always going to be cold and dreary. But in the summertime, when all the other ants are out playing, the ants are saying to themselves, winter, winter, winter. They know the winter's coming, so they're not going to rest on their laurels and they're not going to goof off too much. They'll enjoy life, but they'll get the work done first. Very important. What can you control? Next question is, who can you reach out to? When we're talking about what do you need, people are the single most important resource you have to be successful in your business. You've heard me say this many times. If you heard me say it once, success is a team sport. So who can you reach out to? And what must be done? What must be done to get the results you want? What's the work that has to get done? What are the actions you have to take? Sometimes you don't know the answers to that. That's okay. If you say, hey, listen, JT, I don't know what to do next, then that's why it's so important to reach out to people. Reach out to your coach. Reach out to a mentor. Reach out to somebody who's been down the path before. Reach out to somebody who can help dislodge that inertia that's holding you back. Ultimately, you are in control, my friend. There is always a way. The solutions are always all around you. Now, sometimes you got to think outside the box. You got to be more creative than you've been in the past. Sometimes you've got to be willing to do things that are extremely uncomfortable, things you've never thought you could do before, things you swore you'd never do before. Now, all of a sudden, you got to do them. The point to it is this. The more you're willing to do differently than you've done in the past, the more you'll get the results you've never had until now. So important to know where your focus is. If you're more focused on not doing what you know needs to be done, or not willing to grow, not willing to expand, not willing to do things that you've said you'll never do in the past, that might be the thing that's holding you back. It might also be the thing that's saving you. But you got to ask the question. You got to do that deep introspective. And I challenge you to do that this weekend and get yourself into a position where you have more clarity moving into not just next week and not just next month, but the next chapter of your business and your life. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Have an amazing weekend. Go out there and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being with. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I will be there waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.